أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس. This is Surah An-Nas, the last surah, but we will just go a little bit back. These two surahs are interwoven. It is like one surah more or less, and the mu'awwadhatayn that we seek protection from Allah Ta'ala from all types of evil. And just as a reminder for all of us that we should try and read these surahs every day after Fajr and after Maghrib. Each surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad three times, and each time with Bismillah. Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq also three times with Bismillah, and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas also three times with Bismillah. This is great protection for us, especially in these days when we are continuously hearing of crime, hijackings, robbings, etc., illnesses, what types of illnesses, who and what we are going through. So we need this protection from Allah Ta'ala in every way. So in the previous surah, Surah Falaq, there Allah Ta'ala, according to Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayh, Qasim al-Ulum wal-Khairat, very, very great alim, great philosopher also. He has given a beautiful explanation. We will just do that before we carry on here. Maulana explains that a farmer, agricultural farmer, when he plants his plants, then there are four types of efforts he has to make in order to see that that plant grows properly and that it's nourished properly, it grows properly, it gives the fruit properly. The first effort the farmer has to make is that he has to see that the plant is protected from all types of like animals. First of all, weeds also. Weeds will eat up the oil, will take up the water and not allow it to go to that plant. Weeds will kill off that plant. Then there are insects also inside which will eat it up from inside. So that protection is also required, and that will come later in Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. The inside harms that are within a person and which can destroy a person, that is this wasawis. This evil thoughts, stray thoughts, bad thoughts, they can destroy a person from inside. However, that plant from outside, animals might eat it up also. There may be some animals, other things, so that also he has to protect it from. The second effort he has to make sure that the sun, that the plant gets enough sunlight, that gets enough water, gets enough oxygen, air, etc. for it to grow. If there isn't enough sunlight, it won't grow. If there isn't enough oxygen, the air, etc., it won't grow. Like plants in the house, if they are not given oxygen, etc., if they are kept in such a way, they die off. So that effort also he has to make. The third effort that he has to make is that he has to see that he protects it from all weather conditions. Like for example, hailstorms. If a hailstorm comes, it will destroy it. Or extremely hot weather, it will make dry it up and kill it off. Or extremely cold weather, that will also kill the plant. So he has to protect it from that also. Then fourthly, he has to protect it from any enemy also. If that farmer has got some jealous people, his neighbors or whoever, and they come and they destroy his plants, etc. So he has to protect it, he has to arrange security so that nobody comes and destroys these things also. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali explains, just like that, this human body of ours. And in the body, Allah has kept the ruh also. And these two things work together. The body cannot be without the ruh. Once the ruh goes out, a person is a dead person. And the ruh cannot be without the body here in this world. Allah made it that the two are together. So the body has to be protected from these four things. And the ruh from the inside corruption. That is this wasawis, etc. And that comes in the next surah. So in this surah, the four things for the body to be protected, for to see that we live properly, there are these four protections that we have to take. So in the first, min sharri ma khalaq, all the evil that is in the creation which Allah has created. Allah is the only creator. There are no two gods, there are no two Allahs, one creator of good and one creator of evil. Shaitan is, na'uzu billah, is no god that he called, that he creates the evil. He makes us do it, but he hasn't got the power that we can do it. He only entices us, leads us towards evil. But there is only one Allah, and Allah is the creator of everything. And he who is the creator, we have to go to him to seek protection. He is the one who will protect us. And he knows his creation properly. So if we will seek his protection, like a person goes to somebody's house and there is a very vicious dog there, and if you try and go in without taking the protection of the owner, that dog will tear you to pieces. But you just get the attention of the owner, and he just, with his eyes, makes a sign to the dog and it will sit quiet or it will go away. So we have to take Allah's protection. So that is the first thing that we need, is the protection of Allah Ta'ala from all the evil. And Allah is the creator, he will protect us. Men who do the actions, they are responsible for their actions. Allah Ta'ala has given us a choice, shown us both paths. هَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ Now, it is up to us to follow the right path and not the wrong path. So the first thing is that all people, etc., who have got animal instincts in them, like snakes, scorpions, their only work is to harm people. So unfortunately, there are those people also out there who only want to cause harm. And in any way and every way, they want to cause harm to people. Sometimes it may be thieves and robbers, that they are just out to harm people, other types of people. So we have to seek Allah's protection from that harm. So that Allah Ta'ala has given us, when we will read the surahs regularly, and Allah give us tawfiq to pay attention to the meaning also, that we seek Allah's protection from all the harm which is in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. That is the first protection that we need. The second is that farmer has to arrange for all the for sunlight, for oxygen, for water for the plant to flourish. So the second protection we need, min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, of all the darkness. And when the darkness gets together and becomes really dark, the last part of the night, middle part of the night, when it really becomes dark. So this darkness is like ignorance. And there is quite a bit of detail, it's already, we'll carry on inshallah tomorrow, of the second type of harm that we have to protect ourselves from also, and that also only the light of Allah, the nur of Allah can protect us. So that protection also we need from all types of things that don't allow us to get our nutrition, our spiritual nutrition. That darkness, ignorance, etc., we have to be protected from that also. And that inshallah we will discuss further.